Heavenly Father, as we seek your face today, Father, as we open your word, we receive what you have for us today. May we have an open heart and an open mind, and that we will apply to you what you show us today into our lives. Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I think when I look around the world, I think one of the problems that we have nowadays is that nobody feels guilty anymore. I was at work this week, and I was watching the parole hearing for O.J. Simpson, and I listened to him speak, and he just didn't get it. You know, it was all about him. He was saying what a good person he was. There was never any sorrow there for what had happened, and he was just trying to convince, and maybe that's their job at a parole hearing, trying to convince the parole board what a good person you are. But I think there needs to be some repentance in there.
Amen.
I think there needs to be some soul searching in those kind of situations. And this was what made me think about this is one of the ladies that I work with stood up and said, well, I think he served 9 years. I think he paid his repentance. She didn't get that word. You know, I think she meant a different word, like maybe penance was what she was looking for. But you know what? There are young people who don't understand what the word repentance means. That's a word from like yesterday. We in the religious community, we may use the word every once in a while, but it's words, there are words that have been lost. Words like exalted, words like behold. Those are words that we don't use anymore. You know, if the world doesn't feel guilty about anything, why do they need repentance? That's I think is why that word is being lost. I'm going to. You let me. I'm going to get that. That's what my sermon is about. Telling you what does it mean to repent. What is repentance? That's what this is about. If you read about repentance in the scriptures, it's kind of equated with things like sackcloth and ashes, and mourners' benches, and tearing off our clothes because we are so upset with what is going on. Today, people have a whole different idea about repentance. For some people, repentance is something you do when you get caught. You have an affair. You cheat the government in your taxes. You embezzle from your employer. You do something, you get caught about. You get caught. And so you say, I'm sorry. I read this week about the football coach at Ole Miss who was forced to resign because his, they found out he was making calls to escort services on his, on the university's telephone, so his wife would see him on his cell phone. And so when we do something and we get caught, we say, I'm sorry. Repentance is more than just saying, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Some people look at repentance as when they get themselves in a jam, or when life really has got them down and things aren't going good. Things happen like they lose their job, or maybe there's a death in the family, or other bad news happens, and they start feeling sorry for themselves, and they claim repentance to make them feel better about themselves. Repentance is more than feeling bad about yourself, feeling sorry for yourself. That's not true repentance. Some people look at repentance as saying, you know what, I'm just going to turn a new leaf. I'm going to make new resolutions. I'm just going to start over. Repentance is more than just starting over. If you just start over and you haven't fully repented, you're going to make the same mistakes you did when you started over.
Right.
Repentance is more than just saying a prayer here on Sunday afternoon. It's more than just saying you want to start over. It's more than feeling sorry for yourself. It's more than just saying, I'm sorry. Repentance needs to bring about change.
Amen.
In our scripture verse today, it's going to be in Matthew. I put on there verses 1 through 12. You need to read all 12 of those verses. Today I'm just going to read the first two verses. This is the story about John the Baptist. Understand who John the Baptist was. His mission, his job, what God called him to do was to proclaim the coming of the Messiah.
Amen.
That's what he was there for. To prepare the way for the coming Messiah. Look in the third chapter. I'm going to start in verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Listen, in these two verses here, John put a whole new spin on repentance. Up until this time, when he talked about repentance in the scripture, it talks about several different ways that you needed repentance. One, you needed a change of mind. Sometimes you had this feeling of regret and remorse for something you had done. Most of the time, when there was repentance, it was something. It was an act that you needed to turn away from doing something and turning back to God. See, that's what repentance was. But up until this time, there was something you had to pay, something you had to do. There seemed to be a price for this repentance. You had to pay for something because you had turned away from God.
Right.
In this scripture, John is saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He came to prepare the way for Christ. He wanted people to turn to Christ.
Amen.
He said the best way to do that is to repent and bear fresh fruit, worthy fruit. That's what he goes on to say in those verses here. In these scriptures, when John's talking about repentance here, he's not talking about you need to change your mind. It's not something that you need to feel sorry for something you've done. It's not even a bold resolve that you're never going to do this thing again. John is saying, you want to repent, you need to turn to Jesus. Right. You need to look to Jesus. I'm telling you, one is coming. This new age is about to start. He is right around the corner.
Amen.
The best way to welcome this new age in is to turn to Christ.
Amen.
To look to Christ. John wanted us to understand that repentance means that we need to turn to Christ.
Amen.
We need to be looking for Christ. They were looking for the Messiah back then. We are looking for the Messiah to come again.
Amen.
That's how we repent. We turn from what we're doing and look to Christ.
Right.
That's what repentance is about. Listen, the more we turn away from Christ, the more we become enslaved in the power of sin and corruption. The more we turn towards Christ, we receive this power to overcome this bondage of sin. Listen, when John the Baptist was bringing them this message about repentance, it wasn't the same old message that they had heard before. You better change. God is going to get you. You had better change. And he didn't give them a list of the sins they needed to. John just simply said, you need to turn to Jesus.
Amen.
That's what repentance is about. That's what this new repentance was about. It's turning to Jesus. Listen, we have a mistake in believing that repentance happened once. It should happen once a day. Repentance should be a daily thing.
Amen.
Turning towards Christ daily is how we're going to be able to overcome the power and struggles of the sin in our life. Listen, we need to practice repentance and confession on a daily basis. Because we sin on a daily basis. We need to turn towards Christ every day. And with our daily repentance and confession, we can overcome those things that we haven't been able to overcome before. So, what does true repentance look like? What did I say repentance had to be? It has to be a change, doesn't it?
Right.
If you're the same old thing, you're not bearing any fruit. In these scriptures, if you read through verse 12, John said, the evidence of repentance is bearing fruit.
Amen.
If we truly repent, the evidence of that repentance is going to bring fruit into our life. We're going to become the kind of person God created us to be. Repentance is a positive thing, not a negative thing.
That's right.
Repentance is something that helps cleanse us. It puts us in a conversation with God. When we first come to Christ, one of the things we have to do is we have to agree with God that we are sinners.
Amen.
That all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have to realize that. And then we have to be able to repent from that thing. And so when we come to Christ in salvation, there's repentance. But there should be repentance and confession daily. It should be something we do daily. We eat daily.
Amen.
Hopefully we bathe or shower daily. Mm-hmm. There are so many things we do every day. We need to turn to Christ every day. That way we can make it a positive thing and we can overcome those sins in our life.
Amen.
Repentance. Kind of like that. I think it's milk has that commercial. It does a body good.
Yeah.
Repentance does a body good. Repentance does a soul good. Because when you're submitting yourself to God, Chris was talking about putting God first. Way to put God first. See, there's no self-centeredness in repentance. It's not about us. It's about Him.
Amen.
It's not about us. So many times, people come to repentance because they want to feel better about themselves. That's not what it's about. Repentance is submitting yourself to the authority of Jesus Christ. It's important that we understand that when we move and turn towards Christ, things happen in our life. Our life becomes better. We have more joy in our life.
Right.
We have more peace in our life.
That's right.
Repentance is submitting ourselves, turning towards Christ. And it's because of His grace and His mercy and His love for us that we can even receive this repentance. Let's don't make repentance a word that we don't know how to use. Don't listen to this bunk that the world is filling you, that you don't need to feel guilty. Because it's not your fault. You're doing the best you can. It's somebody else's fault. It's not yours. We need to see sin for what it is. Sin. Turn away from those things and turn towards Christ. That was John's message, John the Baptist's message. You need to repent. You do that by turning to Christ.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to You on this day and we read these scripture verses today. We see as John is talking about repentance. He's not talking about it as a negative thing. It's a positive thing. It's turning towards You. The closer we get to You, Father, the better we will be. The way to overcome sin in our life is to turn towards you. Father, I pray that the people here today will make a resolve, make a plan. Father, repentance is not about saying, I'm sorry. That's part of it. Repentance is not because we feel so bad about ourselves. We want to feel better about ourselves. That's not what it is. It's not about just starting over. It's about turning towards Christ, looking to you for the answers, and following your steps. Father, I know that there are times in our life where repentance needs to be spoken. It needs to be said out loud. We need to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we need to come to you not with a proud and boisterous voice. We need to come humbly. Surrender ourselves to you, to your authorship, to your, you created us, you made us, you know everything about us.
Yes,
there's nothing hidden from you, Father. But we need to confess those things in our lives, Father.
Yes,
that where we have fallen short, we need to confess those things to you, Father, and ask you to forgive us of our sins. And help us, Father, once we receive that forgiveness from our Heavenly Father, then we're free to love other people the way you loved other people, to serve other people the way you served other people, to be the people that you created us to be. But Father, we're going to have to turn to you. Follow your example and have to trust you,
yes,
that you will indeed forgive us and wipe the slate clean. Father, thank you that you love us that much. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I'm so glad you're here today.